It's a Friday News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. University of Iowa researchers have found a way to predict the cardiovascular disorder preeclampsia as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Joining us now to talk about the significance of this discovery, one of the lead researchers in the discovery, Mark Santillan. He is assistant professor in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology in the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at the University of Iowa, also clinical research director of the Maternal-Fetal Tissue Bank. Welcome to our program, Mark.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
Wanted to mention others involved in this research, Justin Grobe, assistant professor of pharmacology, and your wife, Donna Santillan, research assistant professor of obstetrics and gynecology. Your work published in a paper Monday in the American Heart Association's journal Hypertension. Many have never heard of this disorder, I'm sure, but it affects a good number of pregnancies and can have grave consequences. What is it?
That's right, Ben. Preeclampsia is a kind of potentially devastating hypertensive disorder in pregnancy, which is characterized by high blood pressure as well as protein in the urine. And for the most part, when it gets diagnosed at the end of pregnancy, we have to deliver the baby and the mom, and they tend to do pretty well. Unfortunately, we can't predict or change its course. If a woman is destined to become preeclamptic, even early on in pregnancy, we're not able to change that. And unfortunately, we also can't predict who is going to get really sick. And what is deadly about preeclampsia is that it can lead to liver failure, kidney failure, seizures, and even death for both the mom and the baby. So it's a very serious disorder that can be a little tricky to predict its course. And I think some of our findings in our paper as maybe elucidated and made very clear a brand new pathway that can both predict and maybe even prevent or cure preeclampsia early on.
Okay, so your team discovered a biomarker. I guess you'll have to tell us a little bit about what that is and what this discovery is.
My collaborator, Justin Grobe, in the Department of Pharmacology, he has done a lot of work in vasopressin, in hypertension, in different models of hypertension, and my lab is always focused on looking at preeclampsia, this disorder. And so what we have done, we were sitting around one day in lab meeting and says, hey, have we even thought about looking at preeclampsia, looking at vasopressin in preeclampsia? And so that data has not been even explored. And so because the University of Iowa's Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology funds the Maternal Fetal Tissue Bank that my wife, Donna Santillan, and I run, we were able to have, plasma samples and blood samples from women throughout their pregnancy. And so we took a group of women that eventually developed preeclampsia, which usually happens in the late second or early or in the third trimester. And we were able to measure this hormone called copeptin, which is a stable marker for vasopressin secretion. And what we found is that as early as the first trimester, as early as the sixth week of gestation, that we know that this this hormone is elevated in women that eventually develop preeclampsia. And after we crunch the numbers, we see that it is a very hefty marker and a very robust marker of the development of preeclampsia. Okay. And so what makes this important is that, one, is that we're able to predict who is likely going to become preeclamptic, who's at really high risk. So from the prediction standpoint, this is a breakthrough because there's a lot of markers out there looking as early as the first trimester, and they haven't been this early and they haven't been as robust. What we are excited about is that this also elucidates a new pathway. No one's really looked at this pathway in terms of treating preeclampsia and maybe being able to prevent it, because at this time, the only treatment for preeclampsia is delivery of the placenta and the baby, which often is preterm, which, as many of your listeners know, carries along with itself its own morbidity and risks and mortality.
Okay, so previously, if I'm getting what you're saying there was no test for it and no cure for it, so this could be some sort of significant step towards prevention, cure?
That's we believe so, and I think this is something for at least for our rural Iowans and in rural areas as well as worldwide, because preeclampsia still kills about 100,000 women worldwide, and most of that are in resource poor areas. We'll be able to take a look at a woman's symptoms, which often mirror normal symptoms of pregnancy, an occasional headache, abdominal pain, some swelling, some blurry vision. Some of these can be written off as occasional signs of normal pregnancy. But if we see that this marker is elevated, we may be able to monitor these women more closely. And if that type of or that level of medical care is not available, then this may be a triage tool for clinicians to be able to say, hey, you've got this elevation in copeptin. Maybe you should be getting care at a higher level facility.
Mm-hmm. Mark Santillan, before we have to go, very quickly, you mentioned especially affecting rural and underserved communities. Why would that be?
Well, part of a common scenario that we often see is, so I'm actually in the Division of Maternal Fetal Medicine in the Department of OB-GYN, and what we do as high-risk obstetricians is we get a lot of consults from smaller communities that may not have the level of obstetric and pediatric care that we have. And so, like I mentioned before, sometimes these symptoms of preeclampsia are, a lot of times these symptoms are not diagnostic of preeclampsia. So a lot of times if a woman were to call their doc and say, you know what, I'm having this headache that won't go away, and an answer someone may get is, well, you know, just take some Tylenol and it may go away. Mm-hmm. And if we use it, the mom's symptoms in conjunction with this copeptin level, and we know that the copeptin level is high, sometimes those symptoms will go away, but now in areas where they don't have access to maybe a high-risk obstetrician or a high-level OB services, if that level is high, they'll be able to transfer that care. And so that is something that we see a lot in rural Iowa, and we have certainly come across cases where if we just wish, if we were able to identify the symptoms of preeclampsia or identify these symptoms as a real sign of preeclampsia, that they would have come to the University of Iowa or a higher level obstetric care sooner than they did.
Very good. Mark Santillan, congratulations to you and your
fellow
researchers, and thanks for sharing us this great finding. Thank you.
Thank you.